With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump and his campaign celebrating a big win in the South Carolina primary Saturday. He swamped Nikki Haley, as he has in all previous GOP primaries. Says if he regains the White House, stopping the flow of illegal immigrants into this country will be his first priority.
They come from jails. They come from prisons. They come from all sorts of places that we don't want to know. They come from mental institutions and insane asylums. And we don't want that in our country. We're not going to stand for it. We're not going to stand for it.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley has vowed to continue her campaign.
A primary loss in a home state often derails a presidential candidacy. No less true for South Carolina's former governor, as political analyst Chris Galdieri explains.
There comes a point at which, you know, you need to just surrender to the math.
As for the cash to keep running, Haley may be benefiting from the financial support of Biden Democrats to stay in the race. A report last week in Politico cites filings with the Federal Election Commission showing the names of more than 5,000 donors to Biden's campaign in 2020 that are also listed as donors for Nikki Haley this year, including some 1,600 who gave more than $500,000 last month alone. George Williams reporting.
As the World Trade Organization opens its annual, its biannual meeting of government ministers tomorrow, its longtime moratorium on duties on e-commerce products is coming under pressure. For a quarter of a century, providers of digital media like Netflix and Spotify have had a free pass when it comes to international taxes on films, video games, and other things. There are calls for that to end. French President Emmanuel Macron greeted with boos and whistles at the opening of the Paris Agricultural Fair by angry farmers. They blame him for not doing enough to support them. This is SRN News. One Southern Baptist leader is warning that polyamory, otherwise known as group marriage, is the new thing that the left has decided to promote. Dr. Albert Moeller points to a rash of articles in the Washington Post and New York Magazine.
People are working really overtime on this issue. They're really putting a lot of emphasis and they're putting a lot of activity and public relations into this because they're trying to normalize something that, of course, isn't normal.
He says polyamory will probably be in the courts soon.
It's going to demand rights. It's going to demand legal recognition. You're going to have Hollywood celebrities that are going to show up identifying in this way. You're going to have people go to court suing against the privileging, they will say, of marriage limited to two people. You're going to have all kinds of things like this develop.
Last year, Somerville, Massachusetts became the first city in the U.S. to legalize polyamory. A number of other localities may follow suit soon. This is SRN News. Boeing says the head of its 737 jetliner program is leaving the country immediately, paving the way for the aircraft maker to appoint new leadership at the troubled division.
Boeing says Katie Ringgold is replacing Ed Clark as vice president and general manager of the 737 program and the company's Renton, Washington site. The shakeup comes weeks after the head of the Federal Aviation Administration said that Boeing is not paying enough attention to safety. Boeing has come under pressure from airlines to produce large numbers of planes.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, February the 25th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including former CBS newsman Bob Schieffer. He's 87 years old. Former talk show host Sally Jesse Raphael is 82. Former professional wrestler Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, he has 75 candles on his cake. This is SRN News.